I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Let's go to the fan hotline and find out. Jimmy Watkins joins us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Does a fine job as a columnist for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Jimmy, welcome. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Doing great, guys. We're getting the fall weather in August. We got the summer weather in, March? Like, back calendar's a little backwards, but I'll take it.
Welcome to global warming, Jimmy.
Hey, man, the sun's out, and that's all I need.
That's really true. Before we get into some Brown stuff, have the Guardians frustrated you this year? Have they left you entertained? What have they done for you this year? What's it been?
I mean, certainly no shortage of topics, huh? But I think the general take on this Guardian season is you lose a little bit of the charm that they have built up with this small market, David punching up at Goliath, look at what we do with our budget. Like, that stuff kind of loses its charm a little bit when you stop winning. And I feel like this is like a biannual, it's super fun to be the team that is making the most of its resources and the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You're winning 90 games when people can't really figure out how you should be. You hit home runs and then you don't score a run for 5 days. And it's like, this is not so fun anymore. I think when you have a season like this, and I'm thinking particularly the most recent stretch, we've had a couple of really ugly stretches this year, a couple of long losing streaks. You take a different look at the holistic picture. It's like, well, why aren't they spending a little bit more money on the bats? Why do you have to let Josh Naylor go every other off season? Why is it like this? You question more things. You leave yourself open to more questions, and the charm stops warming your heart as much.
It just is amazing to me, Jimmy, how they are able to develop pitching so well, and yet on the hitting side of it, they seem to be perfectly content with death by a thousand paper cuts. And it turns out they just don't have the paper to cut anyone with.
And even then, you've seen a little bit of an interruption, not even a full scale stoppage, but a little bit of an interruption in the pitching factory, and you can see how slim the margins for error are. For a franchise that's operating this way.
I agree with you on that. Are you hearing any rumblings about what we might hear from Major League Baseball coming up on August 31st, when supposedly that's when the ban ends? I'm sure it won't, for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase.
I have no clue, and when I have no clue, I try to just be upfront about that.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, I don't either. I can't imagine anything other than, yeah, we're going to continue that.
What I can say as we, unfortunately, Cleveland sports fans are pretty well seasoned and waiting on investigations. even if there's nothing definitive there, I would think that there would just be an extension of whatever holding pattern we're in right now, if there's nothing definitive yet.
Jimmy Watkins joining us. Cleveland.com is where you can read him. Always a fantastic guy to read on the fan hotline. All right, Jimmy, let's head to the football team. Cut day was yesterday. Anything surprise you on the cutdowns of the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, my go-to surprise cut for like the last 3 weeks has been Deontay Johnson. I don't think that became a surprise for anybody by the end of it. I think the Kenny Pickett trade probably surprised some people just based on the messaging that we were getting on him for a lot of the season and the fact that he was, you know, the quarterback that they chose before they had any other quarterback plans. I think that was kind of it's a small potatoes thing, but I think that was kind of a bad piece of business for the Browns on the whole. When you trade for a guy like that, you're telling me one of two things. You're either telling me we think we can get more out of this guy than he has produced so far, or we think we can use him as a preseason tease and get more to trade later on. We got back for him. And I guess technically you want to say it's a push on the 2 fifth-round picks. I see that, but it's a little bit deeper than that. Like you gave up, first of all, this year's Browns, 2025 Browns fifth-round pick is going to be tough to beat for anyone else. And the pick that they ended up trading up for to get Shador, they gave up an extra pick in that trade. They had to trade up one spot ahead of the original Kenny Pickett pick. So again, small potatoes, but in the grand scheme of things, you do lose in that pick. Obviously, those two moves aren't connected. It just happened that way. And I'm saying that as the Browns are trying to recoup talent from 3 years of not having a first-round pick, and a couple of those years they didn't have seconds, you just can't afford to be wasting picks. And it's kind of a cutesy move, right? Like, oh, look at, we'll take somebody else's trash and turn them into treasure. Well, what has this front office done to earn the trust that they can do something like that? If Howie Roseman, Andrew Berry's original trade partner with the Philadelphia Eagles, wants to try stuff like that and it doesn't work out, or you get a half push on the deal in the aggregate, sure. Howie Roseman wins Super Bowls, builds incredible rosters. Andrew Berry is best known right now for making the worst transaction in NFL history, so I don't think I'm given the benefit of the doubt on this one.
I must say, and even though I don't expect any great shakes out of Kenny Pickett, I don't see him as a Pro Bowl quarterback, I'm disappointed we actually didn't see him on the field, not just this preseason, but moving ahead, Jimmy. I thought, well, if you brought him here, the guy did have some starting experience, maybe you keep your fingers crossed and you can actually get him fixed. Instead, you just kind of rented him for 6 months for no apparent reason.
One thing you can say, if you're looking for Kenny Pickett to play at some point, he does take care of the football. Now, he doesn't do much else with it, but he does take care of it throughout his career. And I think that you run a little bit of a risk. I mean, I think Dylan Gabriel has looked ready-ish in the preseason. I don't know what that means in terms of the regular season, but he's looked sharp. But, I mean, we just saw this a couple of years ago, right? Like, they traded Josh Dobbs for a late-round pick, another big-brain general manager move. We'll take someone else's extra quarterback, and then we'll turn it into a draft pick. Okay, fine. But what happened? What happened after that? You had Dorian Thompson-Robinson playing before he was ready.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
In the regular season, you just punted on a game during a season where you actually ended up making the playoffs. So who knows what you could have done with that one game. I don't know that I'm as worried about the quarterback room now as I would have been when it was DTR, but like, I just don't think this is all from the lens of if you're trying to be competitive, which we'll see how long that is the case with the Browns this season. But if you're trying to be competitive, it would be nice to have a guy behind Joe Flacco who's actually started an NFL game before. And, you know, these quarterbacks, as much as people say that you want to get them in as soon as possible and you can only learn by doing, some of that is true. You can also set a guy back in his development if you put him in too early or with the wrong supporting cast, so on and so forth. So it's a signal that they're feeling good about Dylan Gabriel, but it also does leave you a little bit exposed if Joe Flacco were to suffer an early injury during the season.
Jimmy Watkins joining us on the Fan Hotline. How do you feel about the two running backs that are currently on the depth chart? And if Kevin's Fancy said they're going to bring another one in, so we all have to wait patiently. Any idea which direction they might go?
Yeah, I think we're probably waiting. There's usually a couple of waves of waivers. The Browns are second on the waiver list. They could be looking for – there's the guys who are already out there who have already been cut, and then there are the guys who get cut in the second wave because, like the Browns, other teams are looking – at the scrap heap here and saying, oh, I liked that guy during his pre-draft process. Oh, I liked that guy when we played against them in the preseason. And those guys getting picked up can turn into other players who are already rostered, get put in back. So I would not pretend to know enough to give a name on that. But I think Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson are both explosive. I think they can both do stuff with the ball in their hands out of the backfield. They can catch passes. But it's obviously looking a little light right now. And you can tell, based on the running backs that they have in the room right now, there was certainly a healthy plan for Quinshon Judkins to be your between the tackles, first and second down back, that guy who gets that kind of work. So that throws a monkey wrench into this whole thing. And I don't know what's going on with Quinshon either. I feel every day it's a new report about that. The Browns are still waiting. And I don't know why else they would be waiting other than the NFL's not done investigating yet, so wait and see.
Jimmy, why do you think they haven't signed him to a contract yet? Is it because the NFL's investigating? Is it because they're not agreeing on contract terms? What's going on?
I would lean it's the NFL investigation because the Browns, like, this is not, we're not talking about the Bengals here. The Browns are not penny pinchers. Jimmy Haslam, once you say what you want about Jimmy Haslam, he'll spend the money. And with these draft picks, there's not much to negotiate. It's more about how much do you want to guarantee versus how much do you want. And that's they've never had many cases of guys, you know, at this stage in their career saying, well, they're not doing what I want them to do. So again, I would think it's just they're waiting to hear on what the message is from the NFL. How available is Quinshon Judkins going to be?
Jimmy Watkins is joining us. He's in Columbus getting ready for the Buckeyes against the University of Texas Longhorns coming up on Saturday. This could be, well, fun is an understatement, I would say. What do you expect out of this Ohio State team this year that was so good last year, especially the playoff run, and has some holes to fill?
I expect them to chuck the rock around They have, you know, we were going from having two seasoned running backs who ended up going to the NFL to, you know, backfield without much experience in it at all. You're also handing the play calling duties to a wide receivers coach. You say the running backs coach like to give the running backs the ball, the wide receivers coach like to give the wide receivers the ball. You're also, you know, your three best playmakers are on offense are wide receivers. So I expect them to throw the ball. The defense is, Matt Patricia, the new defense coordinator, will tell you you can expect them to be multiple. That's kind of my question mark about this. Like, what, how much do you make of his resume as a Super Bowl champion defensive coordinator with the New England Patriots? Like, my school of thought is, if you're calling a defense under Bill Belichick, you're calling Bill Belichick's defense, and Bill Belichick might be, we're not on the headsets. Like, I would say Bill Belichick is probably calling the defense. At the very least, it's a check with me type situation. So that hire has been a head scratcher for me all off season. Matt, when you go from Detroit Lions head coach to Eagles defensive analyst and interim defensive coordinator, and then your next job is in college, that's not usually the plan. That's not usually upward trajectory that you're on. My question to people has been, if Matt Patricia wasn't calling the defense for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year, what would his job be? And I think the answer might be still in the media or some position coach at North Carolina under Bill Belichick. Like, this is, I don't understand that hire, and it worries me about a side of the ball where there are, the middle of that defense, the design, the blueprint on the Ohio State is already to keep the ball away from their offense and run it at them. The interior of that defensive line, we have some questions there, and I have questions about the play caller orchestrating the whole thing. That's what I'm watching the closest when I'll be watching this game on Saturday.
I never trust a man who holds a laminated sheet with a pencil in his ear. That's my first problem with Matt Patricia. Why do you have a pencil for a laminated piece of paper? Everyone knows that doesn't work.
He's always come off a little phony to me. In Detroit, it seemed like he was doing a bad Bill Belichick impression. The pencil thing, he has said when they introduced him, his thing was, well, I'm always writing notes down. I have notepads everywhere. Where's your notepad?
Where's your notepad?
We always see your pencil. We see the pencil. Where's the notepad?
Right. I never see you writing. I just see the thing in your ear, and I see you holding a laminated piece of paper, and we all know that lead does not end up on lamination.
That's funny.
It has always bothered me.
That's funny. Jimmy, we look forward to reading your coverage of Ohio State against Texas. Everything you do a phenomenal job for Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Thanks for your time, bud.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you.
Feelings mutual, guys. Have a great week.
Jimmy Watkins joining us on the Fan Hotline.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.